prayer meditation for the second week of Advent. We take a moment to use our imagination and to join with John in the wilderness, entering into the silence and the waiting. Come, Lord Jesus, do not delay. Give new hope and courage to your people. Like John, may we be a people who watch and wait for the Lord to show himself in our lives. May we prepare a way for his coming in our day and receive him with open hearts. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah. Amen. In the second week of Advent, we light our second candle, the Bethlehem candle. As the flame catches, let us pray that the light of Bethlehem, which is Christ, will radiate out to every corner of the world, dispelling darkness and doubt. May this light touch again the town of Bethlehem to end violence and discord in the land of the Messiah. In the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. His paths are truth and justice. Let us walk in his way.
Give us the strength to walk in your truth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all humankind shall see the salvation of God." Let us reflect on John's call to repentance. God of a new dawn, you sent us John the Baptist to prepare for your coming. In confidence we pray, "Come, Lord Jesus." Jesus, you were born human, born in a troubled land. Come, Lord Jesus, and liberate all people suffering oppression. Like us, you faced the reality of death. Be our comfort at the hour of death, and give courage to the terminally ill. You came as a radiant reflection of God's love. Assist us to be prayerful and reflective as we take steps of action for the sake of justice. We pray for the coming of the kingdom. Our Father, Abba, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Among the poor, among the proud, among the persecuted, among the privileged, Christ is coming. He is coming to make all things new. In the private house, in the marketplace, in the wedding feast, in the judgment hall, Christ is coming. He is coming to make all things new. with a gentle touch, with an angry word, with a clear conscience, with burning love. Christ is coming. He is coming to make all things new. That the kingdom might come, that the world might believe, that the powerful might stumble, that the humble might be raised. Christ is coming. He is coming to make all things new.